There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the weekend right here with John and Jay. We are live and local each and every Saturday morning at 9 to noon on 99.1 FM Talk. And in Smith and Mason Valley, we are 92.3. And, John, it's been kind of a weatherous morning. I think we should at least touch the roads before we go to our next guest. What do you think this morning here?
It was rough last night, but some things have corrected themselves out there.
Well, right, absolutely. So we did get some calls from folks up in Virginia City. Everything's completely clear up there. If you want to go and check out their St. Patrick's Day parade they're going to do today, and the Rocky Mountain Oyster Festival, if you want to bite into that, go and have fun. That's on you. 431 Mount Rose Highway, I-80. Also, 395. Notice I didn't say the 395, John. All have chain and snow tire requirements in some respective areas. Also, 28 around the lake and the 50 going up towards South Shore that stops at Zephyr. Was it the tunnel there? Yeah, the tunnel. Otherwise, we are still seeing the 208 closed off and the 338 south of Smith. So folks down there, unfortunately, seeing those closures and south of Walker on the 395 towards Bridgeport. As far as accidents, though, right now, 50 at mile marker 7 in Carson City, there's one. And Gardnerville, Centerville, and Waterloo Lane, non-injury accident going on through there.
And if you're going south, Highway 95 was shut down between Shores and Hawthorne after heavy rains caused a rock slide there around noon yesterday. There are huge boulders on 95, and that highway may still be closed. NDOT's been working on clearing 95 Lyon County since yesterday. Part of Six Mile Canyon was closed to Virginia City to Dayton for flooding and cleanup. The Lyon County reporting, as Jay mentioned, Yarrington, Smith Valley, the road between the two closed, along with all other county roads between Yarrington and Smith Valley. I think it's still closed is rough driving at the moment.
And we're still getting calls and texts from folks out there. Be our eyes and ears on the street. 775-884-9910. Feel free to text us if you don't want to call in and talk. That's why as well. You can do that. This morning, though, we have a guest in the studio with us.
Yes, continuing our policy of only accepting local business owners who have near-perfect reviews. We have Reno Carson Messenger Service in the house, 13 Google reviews, overall 5-star rating.
5 stars.
Good job, Jono Lazetic.
Hey, we're here. Our slogan, you've been served. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
Legal it's like Pineapple Express.
Legal document preparation, and you serve, quote, any document anywhere. You're a process server. I got to be honest with you. When Jay told me I booked a process server on the show, I was a little worried that this
was
going to
be served.
Yes. Oh. That would have been the way to do it. I thought it was kind of, I didn't really think that, but 10% of me thought, oh, is this a sting? Is this how they're going to get me for something?
It's a TPO from Channel 2.
But first off, I got to say the job fascinates me. I mean, it takes a lot of work to find people who don't want to be found. How do you do it?
You know, a lot of people actually, they kind of know they're coming. You know, where there's been several times.
Serving, well, that's the problem.
Serving divorce papers, and the guy actually he was waiting for him. And I, you know, tipped my process server. Like, I've been waiting for this. Yeah, like, thank you. I can't wait to get her out of my life. You know,
right?
You know, majority of it is there's very small percentage that you actually, you know, that you have if there's an altercation that comes up. But you know, and as far as us, we are not private investigators. We're more just the process servers. So,
but if they're hiding out, you gotta find out where they're staying.
You know what, the it all depends on how much, because here's the thing, is that what people don't understand is that you know, in due process, if you try to hide out and don't get served, that's when it actually gets very worse, and you're basically waiving all your rights as you know, as an individual in the United States of America. And so what will happen is that you can present that information back to the judge, and the judge will really award you the judgment without even having that guy,
right,
that person.
The judge will not look kindly on somebody who hides out. Right?
No. And so what happens is, people don't understand, is that once you get a judgment against you, then that judgment, once it's recorded at the local recorder's office, that judgment, they can now go after your wages. They can go after anything you own. Okay. They can put a lien on it. What started off as maybe like $1,000 is now like $6,000. Like, it's to everyone's benefit to just take the papers.
Well, people have this impression. I mean, on TV shows, I see process servers hiding in bushes, you know, seeing their mark leaving in their car. And then they look at their watch like Barnaby Jones did. Do you do stakeouts?
Yeah, we do. We definitely do stakeouts. We, okay. But you know,
I've done some for you. I've done.
When people always ask me these kind of questions, like for one, we're not allowed to dress up. That's against the law. The Nevada Private Investigators Board.
Wait a minute. You can't dress up.
Can't dress up. No Pineapple Express fantasies here.
Okay. Well,
here's the deal on that though. Is that I'll do whatever the client wants if. Whatever, how much they want to pay me, I'll do whatever.
I was going to say, I had an Envy Energy hat. No one never answered the door.
I used to wear a UPS shirt. That always used to be a good one to get away, you know, to have them answer the door. Yeah. Or my new hack is just, I just hire female process servers. Everyone answers the door for, you know, a lovely lady. How can I help you?
Can't you wear like a mailman hat and ring the bell?
I mean, honestly, you can do anything. But the thing is that if it ever gets reported back, if you piss off someone and they report you to the Private Investigators Board, that's your license on the line.
So what can't you dress up as? You said you can't dress up to be a process server.
I mean, a lot of people just reference Pineapple Express. You know, like you can, you know,
you can upset people. Just ask Hillary Sheevy.
I still don't know why you can't dress for. As something.
Well, I mean, I guess you could wear a dress. I mean, I mean.
No. Come on. You said you can't dress up.
Jono would do that,
all
actually.
Right,
when I mean dress up, I mean costume. Like, you know, portray yourself.
What's wrong with that?
Those are questions I, you know.
If you were going to do a process serve at a library during a read for one of those, you know, like cross-dressers, you could.
I know. I seen it in a movie where they dress up as a delivery man. So you can't do that. Okay.
Our dress code, I try to get my processors to do is that we just dress. You dress up like a Mormon missionary guy. Nice, good tall collar T-shirt. You wear a nice clipboard. And if it's nighttime, you wear a cheesy little headlamp and you some nice slacks. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, they're answering the door because they think you're either Jehovah's Witness or, you know, you're a Mormon missionary kid and they're ready to yell at you to get the F out of there. Like, and instead you're
so
a processor.
You can do that.
Yeah. So yeah. So if you dress,
you can't go through mailboxes.
No, cannot touch mailboxes.
You can't serve on federal property.
I've got a good idea.
What?
John,
what?
It's just like the ride-alongs with the police. Maybe we should do maybe we should do a ride-along. Me and John Potter go and serve people. Could you imagine that? Live and local serves with John Potter and Jay Biggs.
Yes. Okay, so you can't serve on federal property. You can't serve at odd hours. What?
I don't know where you read that one, because the Nevada revised statute does not state what any time of day.
Oh, okay.
No, you can be. You have to hit them before you return it, morning, midday, and night, right?
You can't get into a verbal fight with who you're serving papers to.
Well, where'd you get all that? Like, I'm because I that's not.
Well, I hope this isn't true because this takes all the fun out of the business, right?
Yeah.
Can you serve papers at their job?
Yes, absolutely.
Really? In front of all their coworkers, you can do that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you try not to. You try to be nice as polite as possible. But
let me give you a good example, John. One time when I did, I had a lady that worked at a staffing service.
Yeah.
And I literally went there to the staffing service as if I was getting a job. I waited, went and sat with her. And when she started to like try to hire me for jobs, I said, listen, I didn't want to do this in front of your other people. I have a paper for you. Here you go. And I got up and left. And it's that simple. So sometimes you need to go and find people.
One of your customers wrote, I'm talking to reviews here, hands down, one of the wildest businesses on this planet. Never a dull moment. You've got stories, right?
We got so many.
Give me a war story.
How much time you got, buddy?
Definitely. So anytime anyone asks me, like, tell me stories, I actually go to, I'm waiting to get a bunch of, like, just professional writers to sit down and just start scripting. Because the stories that we have that have really happened, you could sit a group of HBO writers down and have them go, okay, I want you to.
Give me one.
So right now, what I like to do is instead of telling you any story, I just want to give you my lead character, who is a real person who is working for us right now as far as processor. So when I pitch this to HBO or Netflix, here's my character, right? His name is Jenly Knight Parker. All right, he comes from a long line of famous jugglers in the Barnum & Bailey Circus. He's got the all the pictures and everything too that he comes in a little three-ring binder. He's from New York, but a Boston Red Sox fan. You talk to anybody that's from New York, there's obviously there's something off of this guy. For 25 years, he was a cab driver in South Beach, Florida. His claim to fame is he knows the only two black albinos in South Beach. He has one eye. I swear to God, this isn't real. This is a real human being. This is my number one processor right now. And so he has one eye that he tried to chase someone down and skipped in cab fare. The guy turned around and poked his eye out. He calls himself the Parker. He's a high roller at the Sands, lives at Arlington Towers, and comes wearing a jean jacket, and he's missing his two front teeth. And he hits a full rival flush probably every other week. That's one guy. That's my
crew.
Yeah, that is my crew. This is a real
John,
person.
You can even go and work there.
I was just looking for a wild story of one of your process serving episodes.
The list is long and distinct. I mean, that's one of the greatest stories I think ever my dad tells is their divorce papers. And the attorney tells my dad that we believe the husband is trying to poison the wife. And so these divorce papers, you know, be super, very cautious, you know, trying to serve this guy. And so my dad goes, knocks on the guy's door. Guy opens the door. And he could smell some good food in the background. And my dad loves beers. And the guy's like, oh, hey, my dad explained the paperwork. Guy's like, hey, you know, before it's cold outside, come on inside, sit down. Let me give you a beer. And my dad's like, oh, a beer? Oh, yeah. All right, let's go. And so the guy was cooking. He was cooking some chicken, like beautiful chicken and everything. Mm-hmm. And so he sits down. He goes, here, have a plate of chicken. And so he slides over to my dad. All of a sudden, as he goes to eat it, he remembers he's poisoning the wife. He's like, this could be poison. Like, the guy's trying to poison me now. And so he's like, wait a minute.
This guy actually did poison his
wife? That's what the attorney told my dad. These divorce papers they're serving. Okay. We believe the husband's trying to poison her.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So that was the information given going in. That is high profile.
So he didn't eat the chicken, did he?
So, as he goes to eat it, he realizes, this could be poison. So he goes, no, passes it back to him. Like, no, you have the first bite. And the guy's like, no, I insist, you're the guest. Slides it back. You have the first bite. He's like, no, you get it. So he finally slides it back. So finally he does, okay, I'm going to bite it, but I'm not going to swallow it. I'll wait till. So he bites on the chicken, and he passes it over to the guy. And he's pretending like he's chewing his food. And the guy's like, oh, thanks. And he gets it. He takes a bite. Finally my dad gulps it. Okay, I got it. So long story short here, then he ends up getting served. Comes to find out it was actually the reverse roles. Like later on, another attorney gets involved with it. Mm-hmm. She was actually the one. She was actually trying to poison him.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's the.
And this was all in our town.
This is all in Reno.
Similar story. I heard about a process server and they said, you got to present divorce papers to the husband. But be careful. He's, known to be violent. And so it's a very intimidating job to do. And he finds the husband in a bar, big, burly guy. And he does look rough. And he was afraid to do it, but he went up to the bar and presented him with the divorce papers. And the big guy started crying and offering to buy a drink and feeling sad. And the process server was there to cheer him up and bulk him up a little bit about what he was going through. Now, here's my question. You got 5-star reviews. You would think that you'd get a couple of bad reviews from the people you caught.
Well, you know,
it's Jono's personality.
So here's the deal with my process servers is that I coach them up before I send them out in the field. We coach them up about due process and having the true understanding of what exactly due process is. And then so due process goes back to like 14th century King Magna Carta, King Henry, you know, proper representation. Right. And so to have these process servers have a total understanding of if anyone's trying to give you shit, you have to understand, like, our job actually.
Watch your language.
Sorry.
Let me stop you right there. Let me just ask this quick question because Jay wants to talk about the turkey thing and the ranch thing. Is this a good field to get into, process serving? What skills do you need? How is the pay? And is there a need for process servers right now?
Our process servers are all paid on commission. I've got two process servers down in Las Vegas that are making six figures that are making more money than me. So it's funny when they want to.
What skills do you need?
You know, just have to be a good person, person. Yeah, you know, just good people skills of having to be able to communicate with people, and you know, just nice, present yourself well, have good work ethic. Have to, you know, now we serve with our phones, like just far as like verifying, so you have to be good with a smartphone.
Yeah, it's like an application. You take a picture of where you're serving. It does like a pinpoint drop and tells that you're there. You can put in information about who you served and everything. I mean,
it's all GPS coordinates. Someone tried to say they weren't served. Like, hey, we got a picture of the property and GPS coordinates. You know, And the thing is that you have to be able to deal with sometimes with, you know,
stuff.
Yeah, interesting.
Well, Jay was a process server. He's got stories. Jay.
Well, we will
talk next.
We're going
to take a break, and then Jay's going to take over the interview.
Sorry, I'll try to be a little more entertaining next to that gentleman.
Oh,
next.
It's all good. It's the weekend right here with John Olazetich, Jay Biggs, John Potter right here on 99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT FM 99.1 is FM Talk for Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk KKFT.
Our show is called The Weekend. I'm John Potter with Jay Biggs.
That's right, and we are live and local each and every Saturday morning at 9 to noon right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. Reliable storm coverage all weekend long here in the area, as you just never know. But we do know for a fact that the roads have had some closures and inclement weather, especially south of town. We're going to keep you updated right here. But right now, in the studio with us still is John Olazetich of Reno Carson Messenger Service. And thank you this morning for stopping by, sir. It's been fun so far.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for having me. That's great opportunity to, you know, let everyone know about our slogan. You've been served.
Absolutely. Well, we've been served with the information, but tell everybody out there exactly how they can get in touch with you. Maybe there's some social media or something, or an address or phone number, to where if they would like to use Reno Carson Messenger Service, how would they get in touch?
Yeah, so if you have a small claims matter that you need papers served, if you have some divorce papers you need served, or you need to find a missing witness, if you need to evict a tenant, you know, those kind of things, going from paper to digital, we offer that service too as well. Reno Carson Messenger Service, you can Google us, that's the easiest way, Reno Carson Messenger Service. That is the easiest. You know, we've been around. My parents started the business 40 years ago. So
that's right. So your father, Pete, right?
Yeah, Pete and my mom, Pete and Cindy, my mom, dad and mom. They started 40 years ago. Just my mom and my dad. Now we have offices in Reno, Carson City, Las Vegas. We have over 20 employees.
So the name, the last name from Pete Olazetich, obviously, is kind of well known here in town as well because of your ranch. Now you guys sell meat. Am I right?
Yes, Black Angus. Black Angus, where the bloodline actually comes from, the Double Diamond Ranch, the original Wilbur May, you know, Double Diamond Ranch, that the Black Angus, grass-fed, no hormones, stress-free.
That is awesome, man. And that's something local here you can get in town. How would people, if they wanted some of that Olazetich Ranch meat, how would they get in touch with you on that?
You know, it's an interesting story. So the website's olazetichranch.com. But when you tell somebody Olazetich Ranch, you could see that right there, they just lost them. Like, how to spell Olazetich. Until I got nicknamed the meat gangster by these Russians one day. And so, yeah, I went to their house and made a bunch of burgers for him. And so he ate. He was like, oh, this is so juicy. This is amazing.
Sounds like meat collusion.
Oh, and he goes, how much did you bring to sell? I'm like, I brought some in the truck. He's like, no, you tell me right now. I said, I bought 50 pounds. He goes, oh, you work me like a drug dealer, giving free samples. No, I'm going to want more. I got no other choice but to buy all your meat. This is the best meat I've ever tasted.
This is a real story.
Real story. Real story.
And these Russians are in Reno?
No, these Russians. I actually met these Russians in ayahuasca ceremony.
Oh, okay.
Actually, yeah.
All
so
right.
I met there in the Bay Area. And they actually, they were coming up to North Star. So they gave me a call like, hey, meat guy, come to North Star. Bring your meat. And so after that, I went to a couple of different festivals, and all of a sudden these Russians would come in out of nowhere. Meat guy, this is the guy, meat guy.
Meat gangster?
Meat gangster. And so I looked up online, like the meatgangster.com was available. So easiest thing is, like, if you can't spell Olazetich, just go to meatgangster.com. It takes you right to Olazetich Ranch, Reno's, born and raised, Black Angus, grass-fed.
Dude, even if, like, let's just say all goes to heck in the ranch, isn't there anymore, that's still a cool website to direct people to, like if they want to talk to you or something. Just be like, yeah, go to themeatgangster.com.
Well, for the longest time, I was getting a call from this guy from India. He's like, we're very interested in your website, you know, mrmeatgangster.com. I'm like, man, whatever. I hang up on him, and then it hit me. I'm like, wait a second, cows are sacred in India. I go, right. This guy, because he wanted to use the website for meat distribution. I said, I might actually been talking to the actual meat gangster of India. Like, he goes, you come to America, you get juicy cheeseburger, you have to go back to, you know, you can't eat meat when you go back to India. But if you go to meatgangster.com, you buy package, shows up, looks like goat's milk, open it, big juicy steak. I'm like, this could be the guy. And then I hung up on him too many times, and he didn't call back. So I thought I lost my chance of me potentially working with the meat gangster.
I love your impersonations.
That is great. Okay, so I do have to say, because the meat gangster is not your only nickname. The other nickname people will probably know you by is Rhino, the Rhino. And if anyone goes to Burning Man out there, or they do any silent disco type stuff here in town, obviously you are the guy. So tell us a little bit about, because you have a camp at Burning Man each and every year, and it's very intricate. It's not just you go with a tent. It's like you guys spend all year setting up. Am I right?
You spend too much time on it. It's labor of love. I have the Golden Gate Bridge art car at Burning Man, which the irony behind the whole deal is I'm from Reno. So when you have all these people from San Francisco go, we're from the city. And I'm like, I'm from Reno. They're like, what? I'm like, what? You can't be from Reno and own your own Golden Gate Bridge? Like,
oh, okay.
You're actually talking to a man, too. I just set a land speed record. Guinness Book World Records got back to me, said that I was a little too individualized body. But I currently hold my own self-proclaimed world record as the fastest suspension bridge on land. We set our world record at 44 miles an hour on the Black Rock Desert last year.
The fastest expansion bridge.
The Golden Gate Bridge by definition is a suspension bridge. So that was my proposal to the Guinness Book World Records.
Now, John kind of lit up a little bit when I talked earlier about you doing silent discos. Is that still a thing here in town you're doing?
Absolutely, yeah. So
fun. I do it all the time when they have it.
That's awesome that you love it. Yeah, so it's the name of my company is Headphone Mafia, and our slogan is No Sound Ordinance Stopping You. So, yeah, so it's too fun to have a party anywhere. When if those that don't know what sound disco is that the DJ will be plugged into a transmitter and you pass out all these wireless headsets, and it's a radio frequency that goes almost the whole football field, and so you can have a total dance party anywhere, any place, and not disturb the neighbors, not disturb anybody, and everyone's just rocking out in the headsets.
And you can have different sets going on different channels, right?
Yeah, we can have like three DJs all at once, all competing on different channels and the headsets, headphones. And the best part is that if you're not wearing the headsets, people forget the headsets on. So you have like, I got to go to the bathroom. Or like there's always someone like, hey, who brought the drugs? And you're like, shit.
Right, right.
Everyone forgets they're wearing the headphones.
that is insane. I still kind of like, how do you interact with people during those? Is it just like, looking and kind of sign language? I don't know. Well, like, I'm just trying to think, like, how do you...
You know, it's a fan favorite with the ladies, because the ladies then don't have to deal with, like, you know, like guys coming up and trying to talk to them.
Line.
Yeah, I would tell you, they just put the headphones on. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Yeah, because I guess looks are, they're international. You know exactly what those mean. no matter where you go. And you just got back from South Africa, right?
Yes, I
like 2 days ago or something?
Yeah, 2 days ago. Yeah, I was DJing a festival down there called Bazique, and so... But if I like to joke, I am the David Hasselhoff of Germany, the Rhino of South Africa. No one in the United States. I mean, in the underground scene, my DJ name is you know, I've been DJing long enough, a last man standing kind of thing. I may not be good, but at least I'm one of the oldest in the industry. Like so with the name the Rhino, people see my name on the flyer and they just instantly come up with their own stories. I'm like, Mr. Rhino, sit down. Okay. I'm saying that you are a game warden on a rhino refuge. You've been eating a bunch of ecstasy and DJing to the rhinos. That's how you got into DJing. I'm like, that's a great story. I'll stick with that. And then I break their heart when I tell them I'm from North America. And they're like, what? No. How did you get here? By plane? Yeah, we know that. But so.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, man, it's been fun. I got to tell you, thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Hey, thank you so much.
It's been at least a month in the making here. John's been excited. So once again, Reno Carson Messenger Service, make sure you check them out. Lazatich Farms or themeatgangster.com.
Meatgangster.com, yeah.
Headphone Mafia as well. And is there anything else you're in and that we're not talking about here?
Yeah. With the Golden Gate Bridge, actually, I formed a nonprofit. And it's called the Golden Gate Project. And so what we do is, well, before the pandemic, everything's kind of on hold right now. We go to children's hospitals and we do silent disco bingo for the children.
What?
And so we pass out the headsets. The kids don't have to leave the hospital rooms. When they hit bingo, they hit the emergency buttons, like the nurse on shift, like room 417. Everyone run down, make sure there's no emergency.
That's
bingo.
Awesome.
So, yeah, if anyone wants to look that up and potentially volunteer, or if anyone has any contacts to children's hospitals, it's ggp123.org.
Dude, that's so cool. I mean,
that does sound like fun.
Children's Hospital Bingo, B134.
All right, Jono. Yeah. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate
it. All right, take care. And we will be back right here after we break for Fox News on 99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
You're listening to The Weekend with John and Jay right here each and every Saturday morning on 99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Going on today, we have the Rocky Mountain Oyster Fry that is going on right now, and the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Virginia City is at noon today, even though St. Patrick's Day is next weekend. But Virginia City has a crawl next weekend, so they're doing the parade today on C Street. The Reno Leprechaun Crawl is tonight. That starts at 8 p.m. in downtown Reno. Also tonight, a Night of Pie fundraiser, 6 to 9 at Paisan's, 6550 Longley Lane. I'm going to be hosting and auctioneering some great prizes for the wonderful Northern Nevada Math Club, which is putting it on to get kids into math. Tickets are still available at the door. You can go to nnvmath.org. Road update, we're told that Six Mile Canyon is still closed. We thought it might be open, but as of 9:30 this morning in Story County, that road is still closed, and the county wants drivers to find an alternate route. And we have a couple of other roads. Some of the big ones are closed, like Highway 95, shut down between Shores and Hawthorne after heavy rains caused a rock slide there around noon yesterday. And these are huge boulders. It's going to take some time. NDOT has been working on clearing 95 in Lyon County since yesterday.
You know, it's been kind of crazy. In fact, yesterday was one of the weirdest traffic days ever. That's exactly what Phil said to me as I got in. And, you know, at least the closure on 431 Mount Rose Highway has been reopened. They had the avalanche that happened yesterday morning, but there's still chain and snow tie requirements up there. Still chain and snows on 80. Also 89 north and south of Truckee. 267 has those. We're also seeing them up around the lake. US 50 has some as you go towards Cave Rock Tunnel. Also 28 between Incline and the 50. 207 Kingsbury Grade has those as well. And looks like if you're going to be going on the 50 from Myers to Twin Bridges, we have chain and snows, and we have 88. That's going to be closed off from the 89 all the way to Caples Lake Resort Kirkwood area. So lots going on. Oh, and in fact, over in Smith and Mason Valley still, south of Smith, 338 is closed off to the California state line.
Yeah, and they say all county roads between Yerington and Smith Valley are closed. Lyon County reporting Artesia Road and Mason Pass Road between Yerington and Smith Valley closed.
You know what, though? I got to tell you, I've got a lot of friends down there that were telling me about that diversion that Google Maps will take you. And it was literally like there was 3-foot holes in the road. I mean, like, it's bad. Don't even try to attempt those county roads unless you've got some sort of huge four-wheel vehicle or you could get stuck.
As for flooding, flooding reported east of Gardnerville around Topaz Ranch Estates at the moment. From the pictures, not terribly bad, but big, huge puddles around that area. Let me check the flooding numbers.
Well, Jerry told us yesterday that Smith was had some major flooding going on. We would love to hear from folks as well. If there's inclement weather or something that you're experiencing, we're not talking about 775-884-9910. Please call in or you can text as well.
Ditches and even roads are underwater in Pleasant Valley, specifically the Steamboat area, which is off old 395 south of the Mount Rose Highway. A Steamboat ditch, often dry, is filled up with water, spreading out to Rhodes Road and Cedar Lane west of Virginia Street. Behind the Target store in South Reno along Sierra Center Parkway, Dry Creek is filled up and overflowing with water. There's a flood advisory out right now through tomorrow morning for Washoe, Douglas, Story, Lyon, and Mineral counties, and also for Carson City. And the forecast says that we can expect the rain and possibly even snow ratcheting up again starting on Monday night. So it's not over. A lot of people asking about Truckee River. It's still well below flood stage, but looks pretty high, and it's rushing, as you can see from downtown. You know, you always get the first sign of a flood by checking out the river bridges downtown, or you check out the river at Sparks around Mill and Glendale, or you can see it from Rock Park off Rock Boulevard. Those are the areas that initially kind of get flooded when the Truckee River, in other words, they're the early flood indicators that I go by. Forecasters don't expect the Truckee to flood this time. I don't either. But the water levels are very high at the Carson River. That is a possibility to see flooding. And also the Susan River up by Susanville. Very, very high near Route 36 and 395. Those two rivers could flood. So Carson City says avoid the Carson River and the surrounding floodplain. They say the rising water and faster flow can create unstable riverbanks, which could collapse.
Yeah. And they have a lot of sandbag locations. Every county has set up locations you can go out and get it. Obviously, if you haven't done it yet by now, there's going to be some areas, unfortunately, you're just not going to be able to get to and help. But if you need a resource or anything, of course, you can become a friend with us on Facebook. We're going to help all of our listeners out as much as possible. If you go and check out our Facebook page and stay informed with that, also download our free mobile apps for your Android and Apple phone. That way, if just by chance you can't get 99.1 on your FM dial or 92.3 in Smith and Mason Valley, at least you have a resource to listen and get those resources from us for our listeners.
Last time we saw the Truckee flood was, well, of course, 1997, but 2018 was looking like it was about to. That was the last time it was that high that I recall. And that was not so much because of the rain falling in Reno, but because that warming rain melts all the snow that's in the higher elevations.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let's just keep our fingers and toes crossed that we don't have any sort of repeat of some of those storms we've seen, especially like New Year's stuff, man. It's been, like I said earlier, we got a new bridge downtown. This will be a good way to tell if that works.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, let's talk about this, though, the outlying areas. These county roads and stuff that are being closed off. Once again, I'm encouraging folks to give us a call. We do have one more segment. We are going to break here in just a moment. But we do have one more segment. So if there's something you're experiencing that winter weather-wise or flooding or anything, just please give us a call, 775-884-9910. And if you don't feel comfortable with talking on air with us, that's fine. Text us as well.
We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, we would.
On anything, Governor Lombardo issued a state of emergency, of course, over flooding in Douglas, Lyon, and Churchill counties. And that means that they can receive help from federal and state agencies. And that could include more counties if the flooding situation gets worse. Now, Douglas County has declared their own state of emergency to use those resources, and they set up a call center so you can report not emergency flood issues, what you see in Douglas County. And that number is 775-783-6038. The county also closed all their offices and schools yesterday. Keep an eye on the media, I guess, to see if things are going to be closed on Monday, or I think Tuesday and Wednesday look to be really wet days, especially starting Tuesday night.
Oh, and you know, those are the 2 days that I was thinking about, one of those being the day I go down to Yerington. So
always is.
It is. Yeah. All right. We're going to be right back after we take a quick break. It's 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It is the weekend right here with John and Jay each and every Saturday morning, 9 to noon on 99.1 FM Talk. And in Smith and Mason Valley, it is 92.3. We have had a very fun show this morning. Hopefully, you've had a chance to join us. But if you didn't and you want to listen to it, you can go and check out our podcast, 991fmtalk.com.
It's been quite a winter, a kind of winter where you have people shoveling roofs. We haven't even mentioned Tahoe today.
Oh, boy.
We just had 5 people rescued after a partial roof collapse in South Lake Tahoe. apartment complex.
Oh, boy.
No injuries, but the roof collapsed. There was another roof collapse in Tahoe a couple of days ago, wasn't there?
Well, they were doing the warning where if you had more than 3 feet of snow, I don't know if there was an actual collapse or not, but there was an avalanche in Squaw Valley.
Yes.
And that took out an apartment home or something like that.
A lot of adults have made a great living going on Nextdoor.com offering to shovel driveways and sidewalks. I mean, it's just a lot of them. Where are the kids with the shovels?
You know, I had that when I lived in Canada for 3 years on Vancouver Island when it snowed. I would go around with wooden yardsticks with my bicycle, and I would put a stick down in the yards that needed shoveling, and everybody said they'd give me $5. And I went out later that day and made, like, you know, $30, $40. So I know what you're talking about. I used to do that, but I don't know where these kids are now. It's like they're inside still playing, like, Fortnite.
As a kid, I didn't make a lot of money clearing driveways and sidewalks the way I did. I was under mandatory orders from my father.
Right. You didn't have much choice.
To do the neighbors. That's what he told me to do.
Well,
that's what I did.
Get out and do something, John. Anyway, I can say this, though. When I was stuck, I got stuck up in Somerset doing an Uber a couple weeks back.
Yeah.
There were some guys that were driving around, and they had, like, tow chains and stuff and big cars, four-wheel vehicles. And they were like, do you need help? And it's like, well, yeah, I do need help. And they're like, $20. And I'm like, well, I got some guys coming right now that are going to do it for free, but thank you, you know. And I started thinking to myself, well, if you have a big enough vehicle and you have these areas like Somerset where people are getting stuck just in a simple driveway and you're driving around. I talked to the guy. He said he made, like, $300 that day so far.
Easy money.
Yeah. I mean, if you got it, get it, you know.
We mentioned Gardnerville and flooding areas south of Gardnerville. And there's some flooding going on east of Gardnerville around the Topaz Ranch Estates, but also a bit of flooding in the Fish Springs Creek east of Gardnerville and in that area. Like I said, the Carson River is the one river in this immediate area to really watch and has the best chance of flooding.
Well, Jerry was he just texted me. He said it's raining and snowing, kind of a mix in Gardnerville right now. And Centerville, at least yesterday, they had Centerville closed off at Carson Valley. I don't know if that's still going on or not, but definitely a route that you want to plan to go around.
About half the roads that were closed like late yesterday have reopened today. So the only main things are 95 on the way to Hawthorne.
Yeah.
And also around Yerington and Smith Valley.
Well, I will say it's kind of an interesting, if you want to go to Las Vegas as far as driving, no matter what, you're going to encounter chain or snow tire requirements unless you go to the east side of the state on the 80. Because if you go over the 80 going, let's just say you take that 95, it's closed off. So you can't take that 95 going south in through Hawthorne. If you try to go 395, it's closed starting just a little bit south of the California state line at Walker all the way to Bridgeport. And then if you go I-80 over to the 99 or 5, you're going to encounter the chain or snows going through Donner Lake area. So it's just, if you want to go to Vegas, you better be flying today.
NDOT's been busy clearing not just 95, but also 395 in Douglas County. That was quite a scene yesterday. Really was.
Did you hear that they are below 65% capacity of their workers for NDOT?
I was about to bring that up, that this is another one of those things where we got to wait longer for something to be done because they just don't have the manpower to do it. You're right.
Well, it was interesting because in one of the articles I read in the news, they were talking about how basically those people with NDOT have to prioritize what they're doing now. And I said to myself, well, now you can tell where some of those employees live because there's going to be that one street that goes to their house. That's plowed. But I got to tell you, this is with these storms. You know, I talked to somebody the other day and they said, you know, I still have. In fact, it's the tax lady that's above us here. She said she's still got snow in her front yard from New Year's. It's never.
Yes. A lot of streets like mine, one side, everybody has snow piled up on their lawns. The other side, it's like spring.
Right.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
That's right. Anyway, we're going to be on again next Saturday. The show is called The Weekend. And I already lined up one guest, and Jay's going to find a guest. But...
Right. Well, we were supposed to this week.
Yeah.
Have Kevin Rainey and Nacho from Nacho's Auto Body. We're going to do them next week.
And Nacho's reason... Auto Body?
Yeah. It's Nacho's. It's his. It's...
Where do you find these people?
No. Hey, this is a very well-known place here in town. Notch is a very great guy. It's one of Kevin's friends. So anyways, we're going to have him in here to talk about auto body. And hey, if you think about it, all these storms and stuff, a lot of folks have been slipping and sliding around. I know a girl that got hit twice in 15 minutes.
You're right. The auto body shops have been doing banner business.
Oh, insane.
This
winter. And if anything happens to your car, you're looking at like a quarter of a year wait. No joke. Like 3 months. And so, but Kevin has been battling like bronchitis or something like that. And so we wanted him to complete a Z-Pack before he came in here and felt better and not get us sick. And
no, we got drugs here.
Well, and we don't. Dono's gone. No, I'm joking. But for a fact, he's feeling better. I talked to him, our good friend Kevin Reaney from Reaney Insurance of the show. And so we're going to have him on next week, finally.
Everybody wants to know about them price increases.
Oh, well, do we want to know about them or do we want to just ostrich ourselves?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's inevitable. Car parts with all the computer stuff are very expensive now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate and they're hard to get.
So. But we'll cheer you up, too.
Yeah, we will. And one other thing I want to touch on as well is continuing storm coverage. If you haven't signed up yet for the mobile app, it's very important to do so. Go to your app store, Android or Apple phone, and download the free app for 99.1 FM Talk and also 92.3 KSVL. Now, you can get, we're going to send out text messages that go out to you throughout the week. Mm-hmm. And so you stay informed as far as the weather. We're going to keep you informed right here and stay with you as much as we need to as well through the week, me and Phil.
Phil.
Yeah,
Phil loves reporting weather and traffic all day long.
Where he's at, he's always reporting something. And he's a big thank you to him as well for sitting in for Craig this morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Folks, I'll see you tonight at Paisan, 6550 Longley Lane for a big fundraiser, silent auction, and auctioneering. And you can get tickets at nvmath.org.
All right. Make sure you get yourself one of those meatball subs too, John. It's the weekend, live and local, each and every Saturday. Talk to you next week.